If the Czech Constitutional Court finds that the EU's Lisbon Treaty is in line with Czech law, the country's president, Václav Klaus, would have to sign ratification, bringing the document into effect for the whole of Europe. But on Friday, Mr. Klaus made international headlines when he said he would only do so on one condition, that a special guarantee is included, preventing any possible property claims from ethnic Germans expelled from Bohemia and Moravia after World War II. So, how is the rest of the EU reacting to this latest move on the part of the Eurosceptic Czech president? That's a question Jan Richter put to Czech Radio's correspondent in Brussels, Ondřej Hoska.
The situation in Czech Republic is clearly a major issue right now. Europe discusses reform of its institutions for 8 years, and everybody would like to see an end of this process. So you can say yes to the Lisbon Treaty, you can say no to the Treaty of Lisbon, but nobody understands how it is possible that a legitimately elected parliament in Czech Republic ratifies the treaty. However, one person, the president, refuses to sign it. So nobody understands the stand of Czech Republic, and I think that the worst thing that can happen to a member state is that you are an unreliable partner, and that's what the Czech Republic is right now.
So would you say that the perception of Václav Klaus as a troublemaker is extended in Brussels to the whole of the Czech Republic?
Of course. The image of Czech Republic has worsened considerably in this year. You know, there was the fall of the government in the middle of Czech presidency. That's not something that you can expect would strengthen the position, the role of a member state inside the European Union.
Do people understand the motivation of Václav Klaus? Do, for example, your colleagues from European media ask you about what he wants?
No one really understands the process in Czech Republic and the conditions which our president is pushing for. I think that everybody is aware of the fact that this is about President Klaus establishing his power domestically.
So what is the action plan? What do EU officials suggest be done concerning ratification in the Czech Republic? Is it just sit and wait whether Mr. Klaus signs it?
Right now, according to some comments made by high diplomats, I think that everybody now waits for Czech government, and it stands towards the behavior of our president. I think that everybody now has to wait for Prime Minister Jan Fischer's decision. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will be here in Brussels discussing the process with Commission's President José Manuel Barroso. And I really think that Brussels cannot do much. Perhaps shortly before the summit of the European Council at the end of October, you can expect some kind of proposal, but right now everybody has to wait how the Czech government will establish its position towards the President of the Republic, because it's also hard to understand here in Brussels how it is possible that the government is on the defensive vis-à-vis President Václav Klaus, because theoretically it should have been the government that has to play a more assertive role in foreign policy.
Well, it isn't always easy explaining the situation there. That was Czech Radio's correspondent in Brussels, Ondřej Hoska.